Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were in the green today. We traded both higher and lower, though. Wheat started out the day with the strongest contract, where July Kansas City went almost to yesterday's highs. Today's high was 738. But we closed at about 7:30, so off the highs just a touch. It seems like the yields coming in from the south central Kansas are a little bit better than expected. Still disappointing, but better than the imminent zeros that everybody was talking about. Maybe that's going to provide a little bit of resistance in here. But at this point, it looks like what has been produced has been slow to sell because the market has declined so much. A lot of these farmers are waiting for the prospects of higher prices and then hoping that the seasonal low that you normally get in harvest time is going to happen, and then we rally through the winter. We'll wait and see. Corn and beans both higher here. There's a lot of wet weather going through much of the Midwest and causing some rain. And then, of course, it'll drown out some crops, but most of the corn is tall enough now to withstand it. And then the two-week forecast starting now is actually normal weather for a large part of the United States. That should be good here as the weather up to this point, other than the rainfall we've seen over the last few days. The weather's been perfect, and again, there's talk of some 15% higher than trend line yields if the weather stays this good.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Export sales were 4 million bushels for soybeans. That puts total commitment for the year of 1.659 million. And we're at 1.349 last year, so we're considerably ahead of where we were last year. The USDA's goal was 1.6 for the year, so we're ahead of even the USDA's goal for right now. Corn exports were also 4 million bushels. That puts total commitments at 1.837 million bushels. We were at 693 last year at this time. So almost three times ahead of last year. The USDA's goal was 1.9 million. Now, if you look at the wheat export sales, they were 14 million bushels. Total commitments were 254 versus 288 last year. We have a goal of 950 total for the year. So we're a little bit behind where we need to be. Most of that is due to the fact that our prices are a little bit overpriced on the world market. And then tomorrow we have July option expiration. And then on June 30th, we have the end of month stocks and acreage numbers, which will really be for corn and beans and spring wheat. But those three things over the next 2 weeks are going to be the big drivers. And then, of course, we'll be watching weather patterns. As weather patterns shift this time of year, any sign of hot or dry weather will probably make things rally.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, August live cattle up 245 at 147.47, October up 187 at 149.37, August feeder cattle up 270 at 207.55, September up $3 at 208.57, July lean hogs up 262 at 128.05, August up 247 at 129.75. In the grains, July Kansas City wheat up 1.5 at 7.29 1/4. September down 0.5 at 7.26 3/4. July Chicago wheat up 6.5 at 5.93 1/2. July corn up 9 at 4.50 1/2. September up 8 3/4 at 4.44 1/4. July soybeans up 11 3/4 at 14.20 3/4. August up 11 3/4 at 13.69. July cotton down 2.79 at 88.36, and October down 39 at 76.81. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.